Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Jonah. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hey, Jonah.
How's it going?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's great to finally get to talk with you guys.
Tell me, Jonah, where are you coming from right now?
I'm coming from Tupelo, Mississippi, which is the birthplace of Elvis.
That's right. Elvis Aaron Presley, born in Tupelo, Mississippi. That is very cool. I believe 1935. And his house is still there. Is that right?
That is right. He has a whole section dedicated to him kind of in one corner of Tupelo. But, you know, every corner you turn, there's like Elvis graffiti. I mean, he's just ubiquitous. He's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, he is one of the biggest stars of all time. I keep trying to get my hometown of Brookline, Massachusetts, to commemorate something in my honor.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing. And I said I'm kind of the Elvis of, and then I can't even finish the sentence because I can't think of anything.
It's someone just put a Conan sticker and they painted right
over
it.
They painted over it. Yeah, there was a Conan statue for 8 seconds. It was made of butter and a car drove through it, smashed it. So Jonah, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm a used car dealer. The business was passed down to me from my granddad, who pretty much retired out of it in 2020. And so ever since then, we've renewed everything in my name.
Cool.
And I've kept it chugging along.
Yep. Do you like being a used car dealer?
I do. It's rewarding for sure. And also I like to be able to just kind of not have a chain of command. You know, I can kind of just do whatever I'd like to do. Especially with just being able to raise my 3-year-old.
Oh,
she,
cool. Yeah.
She comes in to work with me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
That's so nice. So you're your own boss. You sell used cars. How many used cars do you have right now?
It's a very small lot. I typically keep 5 to 10. I think currently I have 7 in inventory, and then I have 2 out in the shop right now getting painted. So
Jonah, let me ask you a question. Let's say tomorrow, because I could jump on a plane, I can get to Tupelo. There's a direct flight from Burbank. Let's say I wandered onto your lot. Is there a car on your lot that you would put me in that you think I'd be a good match for?
I don't think that I would have anything currently that you would be real interested in. But, you know, I could put you in one of my cars and we could just kind of tour around the city and, you know, I could show you all over, could show you all those Elvis faces.
Oh, that's that's cool. No, first of all, I've owned all kinds of cars. I had a 73 Plymouth Valiant once. I had an Isuzu Opel that I bought used at LAX. I had a Ford Taurus.
Nice.
I've had many kinds of cars. I've enjoyed them all. I'm not a car snob, so you might have a car that I would really like, but I really like the way you just said, hey, you could just hop in the car and we could go for a ride. You seem like a very nice, chill person. Do you get that a lot? Do people tell you that?
Yes, they do. I usually just try to keep a very calm demeanor in any kind of situation.
Mm. Wow, you're like the opposite of me.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, he really is. Honestly, he really is.
It's like I found my opposite because you're very relaxed.
Yeah.
And you seem like you take life as it comes.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I fight every day. I fight the day from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to sleep. Just battling it, battling time, battling my own existence. This got really intense.
No,
Jonah.
It's funny because a lot of people will say that I'm the opposite of like how a typical car salesman would act. You know, a lot of them, you know, they're very direct and they're, you know, they can be kind of pushy almost.
Right. They can pressure you. I mean, I asked you outright, if I come to Tupelo, what car would I buy? And you went, oh, I don't know if I have a car for you. Maybe I'll just drive you around.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're actually losing money on the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll pay for the gas. Yeah. I'll buy you some lunch. I mean, you do seem like someone who, if I showed up, you wouldn't put any pressure on me at all to buy a car.
No, not at all. I try to, honestly, it's almost like a sales pitch. To just say, you know, hey, no pressure. Check it out. You know, if you want it, you know, take it home with you. And so people really, you know, people like that. You know, they don't like to feel like someone's just being right over top of them, you know, about, you know, a vehicle or anything really. Mm. So that's kind of my approach with not just the sales, but just kind of life in general. Just take things as it comes.
I bet you you're the kind of friend that would pretty much do anything for anybody. That you seem like that.
Yeah. I try to be there for anybody who needs me pretty much. So
I can't get past the fact that you bought a car at LAX. What the hell happened there?
I know this story.
Yeah, it was years ago. My writing partner at the time, Greg Daniels, and I, when we first came to LA in 85 and didn't know anything, there was like I think a company called Rent-A-Wreck. You could rent a beat up old car, and we rented it, and then, not knowing anything, said, how much would it be just to buy this? And the guy looked at us like, you're kidding, right? This thing's barely a car. But we bought it for, I think, like $700 or something. And
which one was that?
The Isuzu Opel.
Oh,
a
wow.
1977 Isuzu Opel, and it had a sticker on the back that said, I heart my, and then the head of a poodle. And we couldn't, and it had a racing stripe, a four-cylinder car
with a four-cylinder car with a racing stripe,
which is like, it's like putting a spoiler on a turtle. And
that's great.
And we drove this car around, and then I bought it from Greg. I was like, that sucker let this thing out of his mitts.
I bought him out.
At twice the price.
And then didn't understand why I'd like try and, you know, I'd take a young lady out on a date and she'd get in the car and it looked like a family of six had been murdered in the back seat with a machete. The seat was, anyway, this is a car even you couldn't sell, Jonah.
Oh, man.
I drove it around LA for about 2.5 years.
Jonah, what's the strangest car you've had to sell? Is there any oddities or anything?
There's not been anything that's just really stood out. However, what comes to mind with that question though is my granddad had this limo at one point. He had purchased it from an auction, and so he had a limo, and he sold it to somebody, but somebody come up and wanted it.
You should drive around in a limo, but you're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. A stretch limo.
Yeah, but
it'd be funny if I bought a early 80s stretch limousine that had been used for like 600 proms and it has 140,000 miles on it, but I drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then every now and then, Sona, you stick your head out the sunroof and go, woo!
I would love to be the woo girl. I've done that. I've wooed it.
And then I'd be looking for a low bridge.
Oh, come on.
It would just graze the bun of your hair. That's
come
all.
Come on.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large, two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large, two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check out brunch.
That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loudspeaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile. Okay. That's the one for you.
That was weird.
I should
have
rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Now, it looks like you got some tattoos on your chest. Is that right, Jonah? You got your shirt open. I see some tattoos there. How much ink you got? That's what
I
like.
Well, it's
that's what I say to I say to the fellas in a restroom. Hey, buddy, how much ink you got? Let's see it.
It's not weird at all.
Well, did you make it?
Show us your chest, day. Jonah.
Hey, Jonah, let's see that chest.
Yeah.
This is how I talk to people. Hey, I might buy a car.
That's not the
Take
first
off
time.
Your shirt. Yeah.
That's not the first time someone's asked me that.
Oh,
so.
No, is that true? Oh. I'm thinking of, I might buy that car, but first, let's see those pecs.
A little different kind of test drive I'd like to do.
Yeah. I won't need the car.
Yeah.
Sorry, this compliment turned crazy really fast.
Oh, man.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I honestly don't even know how many tattoos that I have. I just know that I have two sleeves and a chest piece. I would say that might be 50 or so. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't? So you're not doing it deliberately, or what happened? Did you fall asleep and someone tattooed you?
No, it's just at some point after you've had so many, you just kind of stop keeping count and so I don't really know exactly how many I have at this point. But
you are laid back.
I do know.
Yeah, I know.
No.
You're incredibly laid back.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why. Yeah. I just these tattoos, I don't even know. I'll just let people do it.
That's so cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm asleep and somebody's just tattooing me. Yeah. I mean I have several. My friend is the one that did most of them. Mm-hmm. He was interested in trying to utilize drawing as like a career, but he wasn't getting anywhere that way. You know, you can't just sell pictures for a living usually, like drawings. So he got into tattooing, and I think I was like his first one. If I wasn't his first one, I know I had to have been like in his top three.
You let your friend practice on you.
Right. That's correct.
What
but
was the tattoo?
He's a like great a artist. It was actually, I think it may have been the bear here.
Right. Well, that's cool.
Wow. That's really good.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That guy's good.
Yeah. So I had full confidence in him from the jump, pretty much. I didn't doubt him for a second.
Hmm.
So
you said you have a 3-year-old child. Is that right?
I do. Her name's Ella. And in the days, coming up towards the interview, I was talking to her about you and like trying to say like, hey, dad's going to talk to Conan. So throughout the week, she had been just kind of running around the house saying, Conan, Conan. And,
a lot of 3-year-olds do that. Yeah. I'm huge with the 3-year-olds.
Right.
Before the brain is completely formed, they love me. And then once they have reason, the reason center expands, I'm through. That's really cool, though. I bet you'd be a really great dad because you're so chill. You know, I think that's a great energy to get off of a parent. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Just calm, relaxed, sweet. That's great energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to just be very calm with her, let her, if she does something that she's not supposed to, I always just try to just be extremely calm with her and just kind of set her down, tell her like, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
Yep.
I just try to be very just chill with her for sure.
And then try and put her in a 1982 Chevy Chevette.
Yeah. Get in here. Yeah.
With a high interest deferred loan.
Yeah, exactly. That's really good parenting is put that kid in a car. I see you. Yeah, I see you in a Cordoba. Did you have a question for me? Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, Conan, I was going to ask if you had just like a go-to sales pitch. I mean, what would you, you know, how would you word it? How would you act if you were trying to just sell somebody just, you know, anything? Really?
Anything? Wow. Well, it depends on what it is. I would say this heroin.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, maybe that's the wrong way to go.
No.
Sells itself.
Sorry. Yeah. I just was trying to pick a product that didn't need a lot of selling. I think I agree with you. I'm very bad at convincing people to do something. I'm very uncomfortable in that role. I've always more or less tried to tell people, if this feels like a good situation for you, then you should do it. But I think I'd be in a lot of trouble if my livelihood, putting food on my kid's plate, relied on me selling somebody something. I think you have the right idea, which is I find myself as a consumer, when people are saying, yep, this is, when I go into a store and they go, yep, this is what we have, and I think it's really nice, but if it's, you know, it's either right for you or it isn't, I'm more attracted to that product.
Same.
Than if someone's saying, you've got to put this on, or you've got to try and drive this, you know, you can't leave this store without at least trying it, then I just really want out of there instantly. So I agree with your approach.
Yeah. Well, great. I'm glad to know that I'm doing something right. I think so, too.
I think you're doing a lot right.
A lot of people seem to.
No, I do. I think you're doing a lot right.
I very much appreciate it.
And I definitely think everyone should listen to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, available wherever you get your podcast.
There it is.
I'm not interested right now. I'm not.
Listen to me. You cannot leave until you try this Conan O'Brien
please,
guy. Now, first of all, he seems shrill and off-putting. But over time, you're going to find he's your best friend.
31 flavors. I came in for an ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Available in 2 scoops. Now with sprinkles.
I used to make up a lot of stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, I sold watches. I used to lie a lot. And when people would ask me questions, instead of asking what the what was the right thing, I just made it up.
So like, you tell them this can, you can cook a chicken with this watch?
Or no, just this watch works?
Yes.
This is a watch that I didn't take.
Yeah, or they'd be like, where was it manufactured? I'd be like, I don't know, Switzerland. And it would be like a Casio.
Oh my God, Sona.
The answer is always Prague. Prague? It was made in Prague.
No, I know. I
so you would just lie.
I would. And people would believe me.
Well, of course they would.
Because they like people who know what they're talking about.
But you didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, but they didn't know that I didn't know what I was talking about.
People like someone who they think knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Jonah and Sona are both very chill. Jonah, you're one of the more chill, relaxed, centered people I've met. And Sona, to your credit, you are a very relaxed person who knows herself and is confident in herself, yet you're very different types of that relaxed. Jonah seems principled and honest, and you will say anything. You'll just tell people absolute bullshit, something Jonah would never do.
Yeah, I wasn't even working on commission. Like, it didn't matter.
You weren't even selling watches.
No.
You were just in the store.
I'm definitely Team Jonah, not Team Sona.
Gulp, 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 gulp. Well, Jonah, it was very nice talking to you. And if I get to Tupelo, which I'd love to do, I've never been there, and I would like to see the rather modest home where Elvis Presley was born.
I
know he then moved to Memphis, went to Humes High School, so his time in Tupelo isn't that long. But I'd love to go there. I would love to go and see it. So I would look you up, and we could tool around. And whatever car you deem suitable.
Absolutely. Maybe I can even try to track down that limo and see if we can drive around
that'd be
the
nice.
City in the limo.
Oh,
I may also tattoo you as we drive around, since you don't seem to care what goes on your body.
Yeah, just bring it on. I'm here for the experience.
All right, Jonah, very cool talking to you. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Bye, Jonah.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.